देन सीरम ऑटो एंटीबॉडी लेवल्स में इनकी सेंसिटिविटी और स्पेसिफिसिटी के बारे में भी हमें पता होना चाहिए। तो जो जनरल टेस्ट हम किसी भी कनेक्टिव टिश्यू डिसऑर्डर सस्पेक्टेड केस में हम करते हैं, दैट इज़ द ANA लेवल, दैट इज़ द बेसिक टेस्ट वी डू। If the ANA levels are raised, then we go for the specific test along with our, when we combine it with our history and examination points to add on to our diagnosis. ANA is a very good test as an initial test in connective tissue disorders. It has a high sensitivity, but the specificity is low. It is 95% positive in the SLE patients, but it may be present in the 5% normal individuals as well. It has a poor diagnostic value. It is also present in the other connective tissue disorders like systemic sclerosis, Sjogren syndrome, dermatomyositis, in certain viral infections and malignancies as well. So the specificity is low. Anti-TsDNA, however, along the anti-Smith antibodies have a high specificity value. They are 60 to 70% specific and they have a high predictive value and they indicate the severity of the disease. Anti-Smith antibodies are present in 30% cases of SLE, but it is very specific. But still, we cannot use it for the monitoring of the disease. The anti-TsDNA shows the disease activity. They have a high predictive value along with the low C3 levels. If the levels of the anti-TsDNA are more than 200 international units per ml, then it shows severe LE flare. We are going to combine anti-TsDNA with the complement levels for the monitoring of the disease. Besides that, other autoantibodies like anti-Rho and La antibodies, they are less specific markers. They are not used for the monitoring, but yet they are used in certain situations such as subacute cutaneous LE before the pregnancy to detect the level of the risk of neonatal LE, and they are also used in the Sjogren syndrome, Rowell syndrome, pemphigus erythematosus, and if the ANA levels are negative.